We're happy to be joined on the line this morning from KBB. Michael Muzio, he's a video editor there. He drives around a lot in vehicles, chats with us a lot of times to find out what we need to look for and how we're looking to get some cars. And this time around, Michael, what, we're talking about the best family cars? Is that what we're going to look at today?
We are, and I am a father and a car guy, so I'm well qualified to discuss it. Let's dive in, gentlemen.
All right, well, what makes a good family car?
I mean, the obvious ones are like safety. That's a really big one, right? Like, so that can take the form of passive safety, like how many airbags does the car have? How did it perform in NHTSA crash testing? And then also active safety, too. So you guys are attentive dudes, so I'm sure your attention would never wander when driving. But some people aren't that attentive, and so if you perhaps are driving and then your car starts to depart its lane, we really like active safety features like lane keeping assist, where the vehicle can detect that and automatically steer itself back into its lane. And if you look through our list of vehicles on our best family cars for 2022, you're going to see a lot of that active safety tech. And in addition to safety, value, reliability, family-friendly features, roominess, all of these things go into the hopper when we're thinking about what makes a great family car.
Micah, SUVs have been extremely popular in recent years. Do you have any sedans on your list?
No, we don't. In fact, we used to have sedans on our list, and a few years back, we decided to really dial in to the most family-friendly vehicles and the most family-friendly format of vehicles. It tends to be SUVs and minivans. So if you look at our list right now, you're going to see SUVs, two-row SUVs, three-row SUVs, and minivans. I always say that you can make any vehicle work as a family vehicle if you're motivated. My wife, daughter, and I were just driving a Subaru BRZ, which I don't know if you know what that is, but it's a tiny little sports coupe with tiny little seats in the back. And as we were driving that, I was thinking like, yeah, maybe we can make this work. This thing would be super cool. But realistically, SUVs and minivans are the play if you've got a family to haul around.
Are we able to find these vehicles? You know, the last couple of years, the car industry has been kind of changed around. We're not quite sure what's available. You know, what do we look at? A lot of times we look at, new or used. Talk a little bit about what's out there on the market that you've been able to tell.
Yeah, that is the question. Yeah, like right now, the last couple of years, we've had very high prices and low inventory. And looking forward into 2022, a little bit further, we're going to have high prices and low inventory. That's just going to continue. You can find vehicles. The problem is that they're just very expensive. So the average transaction price for a new vehicle hit $47,000 in December, which is outrageous. It's actually come down a little bit since December, but it's hovering right around $46,000, and that's still more than 11% higher than it was a year ago at this time. So, the real challenge is being able to find a vehicle at a price you can manage. And I'll just add too that on the used car side of things, average transaction price is a little under $28,000, still very expensive. And the leased cars are available under 15. So if you're somebody who's looking for an inexpensive vehicle, you're the ones who are going to be struggling the most. So finding a vehicle at a good price is still very difficult. It's a tough market out there.
Talking this morning with Michael Muzio, the video editor with Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com is a good place to get a lot of information. So talk about what's on the list or the top list or where, as far as your best family car or recommendation.
Yeah, one of the most popular segments right now is the midsize three-row SUV category. And we've got some really great choices on there, too. The Toyota Highlander is the best-selling three-row SUV in the country. And it checks a lot of those boxes that we were talking about earlier. It's an IIHS top safety pick. It's got a standard suite of active driver assist, including lane keeping assist and automatic emergency braking. So if somebody stops suddenly in front of you and you're temporarily distracted for whatever parenting reason, the vehicle, the Highlander can see that, warn you, and even apply the brakes. But also, you may have noticed gas prices are rising, and that's one other thing we really consider here. And the Highlander is super cool because you can also get it as a hybrid. And that hybrid Highlander returns up to 36 mpg in the city, which is outrageously good fuel economy for a vehicle that can haul 8 people.
Do you see that sort of hybrid and or electric kind of the future? Is it really, are we embracing it as a public still yet? What's going on with that?
Well, I think a little like safety features where, the public's like, yeah, that's cool, but I'm not going to pay extra money for it. It's the same sort of thing with hybrid tech where you can pay a little bit extra for the hybrid, although that hybrid premium has really come down in recent years. So one great example of how we are going to embrace it because it's just going to be standard is the Toyota Sienna. So the Sienna minivan is also on our list of best family cars for 2022, and it comes standard as a hybrid, which is cool. 245 horsepower combined output from the hybrid system, but that minivan returns 36 mpg combined fuel economy, which is great. It's also got Toyota reliability, and one super cool thing, you can get all-wheel drive on the Toyota Sienna as well. So if you look through our list, you'll see a lot of vehicles where hybrids are optional, but I think it's kind of interesting that Toyota is like, yeah, we're just going to make it a standard hybrid. And that kind of fuel economy in a minivan really comes in handy now that gas prices are rising.
When you're determining the best family car, do you get a family involved in this, or is it still just some car guy going, I think my wife and my kids could fit in here?
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing. I am a family man. I've got a beautiful six-year-old daughter, and we have a lot of family expertise on the team. Yeah, because, the whole thing, like the car expert who's just trying to figure out what a family might want, right, that doesn't really work. No, I get car seats in and out of cars all the time, and our team really thinks about that empathetically from a family perspective. In fact, one really great example, okay, a vehicle that's on our list in the large SUV is the Ford Expedition. And one little feature that I think is really cool about the Ford Expedition and it kind of speaks to that family-friendly functionality, there's a second row tip function wherein you can, if you have a car seat installed in the second row, you don't have to take the car seat out to access the third row. Sometimes you really have to flip the second row forward and you have to take the car seat out, which is so annoying. The Ford Expedition, you can just leave the car seat in place and the entire seat sort of tips forward. And so you can, if you've got like four kids, I was talking to a dude earlier who had four kids, and he used to load some of his kids in through the trunk because he didn't want to have to remove the car seats. So we definitely think about family-friendly features, and we definitely have families when we're putting together this list. And that little tip feature, I think, is absolutely awesome in the Ford Expedition. Incidentally, it also tows up to 9,300 pounds, and it has a 3.5-liter twin-turbo V6 that makes up to 440 horsepower, which is a horsepower dude. That makes me happy.
Sounds good. And I suppose the internal tech, you know, things for our phone chargers and other kind of devices is available in most of these. That's kind of standard almost now.
Absolutely, yeah. If you look at like the Honda CR-V, a standard 8-inch infotainment screen with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, and things like wireless phone charging, that's great. Cup holders, interior functionality is absolutely huge. I mean, that's a very quick taste of our list, but we've got our whole big old list of family cars available if you guys want to join us over at KellyBlueBooksKBB.com.
Sounds good. Michael, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing the information today.